Yes, but if we awaken too late, it's going to be bad for us. We'll be left behind. We'll be deserted by God because we didn't answer his call while we still had a chance.
That's not true. That is what someone has told you, but that is not true. I tell you this, all of you will awaken. It's not my plan that some of you shall awaken and some of you shall not. What would be the good in that? What would be the point? I assure you of this, my children, all of you will awaken. Life is the process of awakening. It is the process of becoming. It is the process of knowing that one has become what one always was. It is the process of rejoining the inseparable. And that is not a process of actual rejoining, but of simply knowing again that separation never occurred. That is the theological linchpin of the new spirituality.
So this knowing again is the awakening?
Yes. Each of you will awaken. Since no part of God will ever be deserted by God, nor could it ever be. For God cannot separate God's self from any part of God. And that's the fourth important difference between yesterday's God and tomorrow's God. Tomorrow's God is separate from nothing, but is everywhere present, the all in all, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. The sum total of everything that ever was, is now, and ever shall be.
You know, we've heard that for years. How can we get a real understanding of what that means?
You will understand what it means when you become what it means. What it means cannot be revealed to you until it is revealed through you. You must decide that you are separate from nothing, and then begin to act that way. At first, it may not be easy. After all, you've been trained to think another way all your life. Yet the transformation can occur. Keep at it. And then one day, you will be there. You will have crossed the dividing line, and nothing will divide you ever again. On that day, you will embrace tomorrow's God, and on that day shall you rejoice, for your world will change.
Why don't we know this now? Why don't we embrace it?
Because this notion of God violates virtually everything you have been told and taught about God.
Yet what many of us have been taught has come from the world's major religions. Are you saying that what we've been told about the God of the Jewish, Islamic, and Christian faiths is inaccurate?
It's incomplete. These religions, and many others, teach of a creator who is separate from his creation. So the message here that tomorrow's God will be separate from nothing is a radical message. It is perhaps the single most important message of the new spirituality, and it is the one element that is missing from most of the world's theologies. It is the missing message. Live this message of non-separation, of the unity of life and the oneness of all things. Live it in a practical way, not merely in a conceptual way. Allow it to seep into your being at the deepest level and become a part of your subconscious and immediate response to every life encounter. Form a collective to do this work. The day of the individual teacher has passed, and the time of the single master is over. It is now time to work together in multiple numbers, remembering that wherever two or more are gathered, there am I.
We could form a team. We could call it humanity's team. Then we could ask people everywhere to work together to create the space of possibility for a new spirituality to emerge upon the earth.
That's an excellent idea. I invite you to do exactly that.
Yeah, but the only problem is that when ordinary people speak of these things to others, they're often at a loss for words. Many people wouldn't know how to articulate this message, to say what it is that we're saying here, to convey it the way you convey it.
Everyone has the ability to convey this wonderful message of at-one-ment. You have all the gifts of communication that you will ever require. Your message is your life lived. Your gift is your divine self expressed. Simply allow yourself to be expressed in your own unique way. Others see their possibility in the reality of you. Be, therefore, a model to all the world. Be the hope of humanity.
That is such an inspiring call. Be the hope of humanity. Are we up to such an invitation, I wonder?